This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Taylor Rapp in concussion protocol. Khalil Shakir will not practice with his ankle. And then TB, Terrell Bernard, will be limited, as will Taron Johnson. Has a hamstring. So with that, I'll turn it over to you with your questions.
What's your reaction to not having
Von Miller
a month after
the
suspension?
Yeah, it's certainly an unfortunate situation, John, and we respect the decision made by the league, and really, it's out of our control, and what we need to focus on is an opportunity for someone on our football team to step up.
Sean, the league did not specify. Are we to assume that it was based on the investigation from last year?
I'm not in a position to go into the details on it, Sal. So you can assume what you can assume. That's where we're at on it. So,
was the timing of this a surprise, or did you know this was coming off?
Just as of the last couple of days, really, we were being notified here. So,
What type of pressure does it place on a defense that, you know, you might have Bernard back, Terrell back, you might have Taron back, but for a defense that's gone through some upheaval already by 4 weeks?
Yeah, no, the job is to move forward, right? Certainly understand what you're saying, and I've really been proud of the way the guys have stepped up. They've had to deal with quite a few situations, injuries, now in this case the suspension with Von. So I expect the same, quite honestly. Somebody's going to step up. That's what's in that locker room. Somebody needs to step up, and they have to this point. Yeah, I'm not going to get into, again, just out of respect for the situation, I'm not going to get into any other details right now.
Hey, Sean, with Deion's hamstring, is that something that you're just trying to be smart about with him early in the week, or is there legit concern about whether or not he'll make it for Sunday?
Probably a little bit of both, somewhere in between, Joe. He's getting treatment, won't practice today, so anytime someone doesn't practice, you are concerned. Came up in the game naturally, and so we had to manage things a little bit there. But I'm proud of what he was able to do in the game and push through it like he did.
Brandon said, I'm more on Von, I respect you, can't go to it. Brandon said, kind of over the course of a few months, that that based on what you guys knew, you were comfortable with the fact that he was still here, kind of standing behind him. Did this kind of catch you guys by surprise as an organization at all that he was suspended based on what you learned?
Again, just, you know, when you look at it, again, what we know of it, is the league has to go about their process, and that's really where we are as a team and a club as it relates to the overall situation and how it came down and the decision.
Do you see Javon Solomon as being maybe the first guy that you think of as far as an expanded opportunity here?
Potentially, yeah, Jay, potentially. We'll see. I mean, again, it's there's no, you know, accurate, there's no replacement for, you know, total replacement for a player like that. It'll be the sum of the parts, really. And that's important overall, regardless of a situation like this. But we've got to really buy into that team first philosophy up front on defense and help each other out, right? So feed each other, because that's really how it works. You know, when one player gets penetration, the other, he may not get the sack, but he pushes, you know, him, the quarterback in this case, to another player, and they get the sack. So that'll be important for us, for sure, in this situation, but overall as well.
Hey, Sean, understanding the ball is unique with the way they get on the ball with Lamont and Henry. What are some of the concerns, though, moving forward? Because obviously, if Mixon plays, you know, he's a very good runner, too. You had some problems last week. How do you rectify that?
Yeah, well, it starts by being more physical and making sure we're playing better at the point of attack, and that mindset has to be there for us, and then we go into our base run fundamentals, right? Because to your point, Mixon is a heck of a football player, and you can certainly see it when he's been healthy this year, and so you know, we'll go out, we'll continue to hone in our fundamentals that are necessary to be better against the run.
John, you're a month in here. Really, offensively, have not found a way to get Curtis going in any meaningful way to this point. What in your mind needs to change to provide that element from him that you brought here to provide?
Just awareness, I think, overall. And again, sometimes the ball finds you, sometimes it doesn't. Game plan to game plan. So I know you guys love to talk about, look at the stat sheet and says who hasn't gotten the ball and who has, and then, you know, we get so enamored with that. It's the ball finds the guy that it's supposed to find, and, you know, the game plan has to help with that. But there's also a defense out there that sometimes determines where the ball is going to fall, right, playing and play out, or in this case, pass to pass. So you start pushing it, you start stressing over it. Awareness is important in this case, to your point. But overall, the ball is going to go where it's meant to go, and you know, that's really how really good offenses work, and decision making by the quarterback. And Josh has done a real good job to this point at that.
Sean, what sort of challenges do you see in the way that they've used Diggs along with the other pieces they have offensively?
Yeah, very talented. Very talented football team, very talented in this case offensively. Extremely talented on the perimeter of their offense with the receiving core, as you mentioned. And, you know, it's really hard to stop all of them, right, because you don't have enough guys to double team all of them there. So that we'll have our work cut out for us. Steph's playing at a high level. He was a really good player here and competitive, as you guys know, and he's highly competitive on tape as I watch and playing at a high level. So it'll be a big challenge for us.
Sean, Cole Bishop has gotten some more reps the last couple of games, last couple of weeks. And Taylor Rapp kind of being up in the air. Where have you seen Cole kind of improve the last few weeks?
Well, he was able to get quite a few reps the other night, and I think he's only going to grow from those reps. And the more and more experience, just like anything else, the more experience you get, the better you get at things, the more comfortable you get. And so that was really his first, what I would call true early in the game experience on first and second down, going into third down. And Cole's going to be fine. He'll be fine. He'll learn from some of the things he wants back. And you know, I think there's a there will be, if there isn't yet, there will be an upward mobility or upward trend to his development.
You and Josh, the team as a whole, have been very respectful towards Stephon following his departure. Even Josh went out of his way last week just to clarify that the everybody eats comment isn't a derogatory comment towards Diggs, but a reflection of the team. But when Steph gets to Houston and says, you thrive in a space where you're loved, you thrive in a space of being around who truly care and truly want to see you win, does that seem like a knock against the Bills? How do you take that?
Yeah, we respect Steph. We love Steph. And like I said, he was a very good player for us, John, and highly competitive player. And he's, what I see on tape, he's doing the same thing. So our focus really needs to be there. And we move forward. That's really where we're at on it. It's going to be a highly competitive game between two teams, and that's what we're looking forward to.
Austin Johnson, did you mention what is he?
Yeah, he's got an oblique. Yeah, he came out of the game. For those of you that didn't know, he came out of the game due to injury, and so he had an oblique strain. I think third quarter maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.